All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Yud Dalid. So remember again, we left off actually last paragraph on Kuf Yud Gimel. We'll pick up top of Kuf Yud Dalid. So remember again, in the topic that we're discussing is the Mechaber suggesting that in a situation where a person encounters life adversity, so it's important to try to understand what message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to me through that adversity. And to understand that the Ribono Shel Olam often tries to teach me lessons and different ideas through the events of my life. So as much as I can't understand the Chachmas HaBorei, I can't understand why the Ribono Shel Olam does certain things, but at the end of the day, it's my job to try to intuitively derive a message for myself. It may or may not be the message that God is conveying, but I myself have to try to figure out what the message is. So let's begin. So he says, Mida Kineged Mida. In order for a person to try to understand some of the nuanced hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to convey to me through the events of my life, so he says, and to understand, Rabbi said that if we understand that suffering, difficulty, setback is somehow corresponds to some level of dysfunction in my life. Whether that dysfunction is an avera I'm committing, whether that dysfunction is that I'm underperforming in some situation, but somehow, some way I have to understand that my yisurim represents a wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. So in order to tap into this dynamic, tzarechu ladas, shehakadosh baruch hu manneges ha'olam b'mida k'neged mida. Person has to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we'll say in a, what we call mida k'neged mida, what we'll call a framework of reciprocity. Framework of reciprocity. Da'ainu, shehayisurim mechuvanim ba'ofen kazeh, shelefihem yuchal ha'adam l'da'as b'ma'apagam. The Rebbe said that the entire yisod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me difficulty and adversity in order for me to understand where I'm kind of misfiring in life, in order for me to understand where exactly again I am deficient. L'mashal, in Pagam B'mitzvah, I made a mistake. Bottom of Kuf Tes Vav, excuse me. Bottom of Kuf Tes Vav. Yeah, Kuf Tes Vav, excuse me. Sorry, so good. Good Chazara. So we left off, B'maseh Shal Yosef. So it's actually bottom of Kuf Tes Vav. B'maseh Shal Yosef Ve'echov, maybe Rashi Kamapamim, Hanhaga Shal Mida Kenegin Mida. So now, again, remember, because we left off yesterday with the story of Rav Huna and the barrels of wine that turned into vinegar. So he picks up with Yosef. What happened with Yosef? B'maseh Shal Yosef Ve'echov, maybe Rashi Kamapamim, Hanhaga Shal Mida Kenegin Mida. So in the story of Yosef, Rashi brings down a number of different examples of Mida Kenegin Mida. What are the Mida Kenegin Mida? Yosef HaTzadik Hevi'ez Dibasam Hara, Shal Achiv La'avim Ashlosh Shinyanim, V'ne'enash Mida Kenegin Mida B'shlosh Shinyanim Domim. Yosef went ahead and literally maligned his brothers in three different ways, and therefore the reciprocity against Yosef manifests itself in three different ways. Aleph, Amar She'echav Ovrim Al Isser Ever Minachai, U'kenegezeh, Kasher Mecharuhu, Shachatu Seir Izim, V'lo Achalu Chai. So remember again, Yosef HaTzadik brought Lashon Hara. Right? He went ahead and he said to his father that his brothers are eating Avram and Achai. His brothers are eating the limb from a live animal. And therefore, again, when Yosef is sold, Dafka, the brothers make sure to go ahead and shecht an animal before taking its blood and smearing it on his coat. Beis, Amar she'echav mezazlim b'nei ashvachas, v'karilim avadim. Yosef said to his father that my brothers are maligning the sons of the maidservants. In other words, they're half-brothers who came from Bilhah and Zilpah and calling them servants. Yosef was wrong. They weren't doing this. And therefore, again, in punishment for this, Yosef is sold, and he's sold as a slave. Gimel, Amr Shem Chashudim al Arayas. He said that they were suspect regarding matters of immorality. Ukinegezeh Nechshad Ba'atzmo al Arayus im Eshes Potifar. And therefore, again, he himself is ultimately suspect, or he himself is put into a situation where, again, he has the temptation to sin with the wife of Potiphar. Top of Kuf Tes Zayin. Yaakov Avinu Ne'enash Mida Kinegin Mida. Yaakov Avinu was also punished Mida Kinegin Mida. Shenigzar Alav Lehitzta'er Ulehis Abba Al Yosef Chaf Beis Shanim. Kineged Chaf Beis Shanim Shebahem Loki Beit Es Aviv Ves Imo B'tzir Osam. So Yaakov Avinu is deprived of his beloved son Yosef for 22 years, corresponding to the 22 years that he did not properly honor his parents. Yehuda Ne'enash Mida Kineged Mida. Yehuda was punished. Mida Kineged Mida. How so? It was like a Shem Sherima Es Aviv Bigdi Izim Ayide Shehit Bil Es Ketones Yosef Bidamo. Kach rimsa oso tamar al yidei gidei izim shebiksha shiyishlach la. That ultimately, again, Yehuda went ahead and deceived his father with the gidi, with the blood of the goat that he smeared on, the coat of Yosef. So he was deceived by Tamar. He was deceived by Tamar when Tamar disguised herself as a harlot, and then when he wants to pair with the gidi izim, she's nowhere to be found. Shimon ne'enash mida kineged mida. Shimon was punished ultimately again, mida kineged mida. Hu sheya'atz lahashlech Yosef labor, because he is the one who first came up with the advice to throw Yosef into the pit. Vehu atzmo hushlach labor, and Shimon himself, when taken by Yosef, was thrown into the pit. Ache Yosef nitpesu ba'alila schinam shel gnevas agaviyah v'heim v'hevinu sheheim ne'enosh shemida kinegemida ashesal Yosef ignis. We'll say the idea that the Mechaber is trying to do over here is just bring multiple biblical examples of mida kineged mida, of that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes or HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits adversity upon an individual, all of it is done in a framework of reciprocity. So we'll say, why is this important for us to understand? Because what it does for us is the following. When I encounter adversity, and when I encounter difficulty, so ultimately, again, my job is to try to figure out, what does this difficulty, what does this adversity correspond to? Now again, I will say, I can't say enough. We are not the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does certain things. But just because I can't understand the Cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean that I can't try to understand deeper messages for myself. So therefore, again, when something goes wrong in life, when something happens, when I encounter adversity, I have to try to figure out, where is the dysfunction in my life that this adversity corresponds to? And that's the mida kineged mida idea. If A goes wrong, what could A possibly correspond to in my life? I may or may not be correct, but I have to go through this process. So look, he goes on, page Kuftas Zayin, Machshava Dibur Amaisa. It's actually quite, this also is a beautiful, beautiful yisod. B'shema Baal Shem Tov Muva. So in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, it said the following, Shekasher Yesh La'adam Tsar Miyeladav. When a person goes ahead, thank you, Ashi, when a person goes ahead and encounters difficulty, Tsar, from his children. Well, I don't mean, he's not referring to that the baby's crying at night and you don't get to sleep. That's not, you know, that's not called Tsar Gidol Banim. That's a great tzuchos. Everybody has sleepless nights over something. To have it because of a little baby is a great tzuchos. What he means is mamish like Tsar Gidol Banim. When a person has difficulty with his children, Yeda Shepagam Eza Pagam B'machshava. So we'll say, this is the statement of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So the Baal Shem Tov says that if you are having difficulty from your kids, real Tsar Gidol Banim, know that that represents some type of pigam b'machshava, that a person has some type of deficiency in their machshavas, in the thoughts that they're having. Now, what's the connection between machshavas and children? Lachin meramzim lo biyeladav mida kineged mida ki tzatzav shala adam yotzim mimocho. See, Rabbi said the same way that my children are my offspring. So ultimately, again, all of the events of my life are the offspring of thought. Everything that I do in life begins with a process of, thank you, a process of cognition, a process of thought. So therefore, again, suggest the Baal Shem Tov. I just want to say something. You know, understand, tzaddikim have a clarity in this world that us regular people do not. We spend our lives often shrouded in a lot of mystery and ambiguity because we don't understand things for what they are. Tzaddikim have clarity. So when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says things like this, he mamish lived life with clarity. Oh, you're having problems with your children? Well, that represents that, again, perhaps I'm having problems with my machshavas. Perhaps, again, I have impure thoughts, negative thoughts. Perhaps, again, I will say that the way I behave or what I say I believe does not really match what I actually believe. And therefore, again, that flaw in my cognitive process manifests itself in difficulties with my children. My children are my offspring, so all of the events of my life are the offspring of my thoughts. He goes on, Vim yeshlo tsar miishto. Let's say a person has difficulties from his wife. So this is amazing. He says, Yeda shepagam eza pegam bedibur. This means, I will say that probably he has some type of deficiency with his speech. What's the connection between a wife and speech? It's not what you think. It's not what you think. He says, Lachim meramzim lo beishto. Therefore, again, I will say, therefore, double turn around. Do not turn back, right? So therefore, again, right? So therefore, what happens? So if a person has a pegam in his speech, so the merames this with his wife. Why? Lachi says, Lachim meramzim lo beishto, mida kenege mida, ki ishto shala adam hi hanefesh. Bo said, this is actually a very beautiful yisod. Because a person's wife is his nefesh. A person's wife is his soul. Right? This is the idea of al ken yazov ishes aviv imo v'davak v'ishto. And hopefully, and again, in a good and a healthy marriage, there's a connection there that's almost like a kesher nafshi. There's a spiritual connection. So a man's wife becomes mamish like part of his nefesh. What's the greatest manifestation of the nefesh? Speech. Speech, meaning if you look again, Unkelos, when the pasuk says Vayipach ba'apav ruachem, the Chalash Baruch Hu breathed life into man. So Unkelos translates, what does it mean? Nefesh chayim, ruach memalala, speech. So speech is the greatest manifestation of a nefesh. Therefore, again, if my wife is my nefesh and I'm having problems, again, my wife is giving me tsar. So at the end of the day, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that's indicative that there's something wrong ultimately again with how I'm using my power of speech. Let's say I'm struggling with my parnasa. That usually means that my actions are not in order. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing me that my actions are not in order through my parnasa. Mida keneged mida, ki hamamon hu keneged olam ha'asiyah. Because my parnasa represents my dynamic activity in life. Therefore, if I'm having a problem with my parnasa, it could be ultimately, again, that my actions are in a state of disrepair. So this is incredible for two reasons. First of all, because to be able to have the life clarity of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is dramatically amazing. And even if one, you know, you could be a good Jew and not accept the words of the Baal Shem Tov literally. I mean, you can't be a good chassid, but you could be a good Jew. You could be a good Jew. But also, even if you don't want to understand the words of the Baal Shem Tov literally, meaning the message is still equally profound, which is the Baal Shem Tov is building on this mida keneged mida construct. Person is having difficulty with their children, I have to ask myself, what's the story with my machshavas? I'm having difficulties in my shalom bayis, in my marriage, I have to ask myself, what's the state of repair or disrepair with my speech? Person's having struggle with their parnasa, so I have to ask myself again, what does that mean in terms of my maisim, in terms of my actions? The idea, Rabbi Osei, is that our adversity and challenges in life are never haphazard. They always correspond to something that is occurring in my life, and my job is to try to understand the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying. So we'll do one more section. He says, Otzarach Ladas, Bina Yisurim. Actually, you know what? We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem, bottom of Kuf Tzai, tomorrow. Shkoyach.